Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The next season was like, we expect to win. We made these trades. We have stability. We finally got a great point guard. We expect to win. Now, they didn't win against the best teams in the league. We all know that because we chronicled that throughout the year. But when you knock off the defending champions, I think you are actually living up to what the expectations were at the beginning of the season. And if they don't change the coach, and we're sitting here now watching Indiana doing what they're doing, we're thinking next year with a tweak here and a tweak there, we could be where Indiana is right now. But lo and behold, we can't find a goddamn coach now.
Yeah, and you know, people will say, when you lose to the champion, this is a take that I disagree with. When you lose to the champion, you know, it makes you feel better because they were the best team. And I don't believe that at all, because now what I'm looking at is a Knicks team that could have won that series against Indiana and probably would have if they didn't blow the game one lead. Now going up against a team that looks more vulnerable than they have all year in the Thunder. Now I'm thinking, well, the Knicks could have done that.
You know what this is? This is what you call a missed opportunity.
Yes.
They had it right there all in front of them. And they
I mean, and if the Pacers do, one thing though, that if the Pacers win the title and they finish this thing off, which is still a long way to go. They got two more wins to go against the team that's been the best team in the league the entire year. But that makes the Tibbs firing look even worse. Because you're talking about a team in the Indiana Pacers that just won an NBA title and then went through, they haven't done it yet, they went through Oklahoma City, and then you were that close to beating them, and then you fire your coach, it's going to seem even more nuts.
Well, now, we all think this whole thing is idiotic.
But it's going to look even worse.
There was one there are some people who were advocating for the firing of Tibbs for whatever reason. But, I mean, the far majority of Knicks fans that I talk to, that I run into, you know, whether it be on Monday or yesterday or wherever I go, all anybody says, why did they fire him and who are they replacing him with?
Well, even the people that were okay with it and said, hey, you know, maybe it was time, are now saying, at least from what I'm hearing, and a guy like even Brandon Tierney yesterday when I was listening to BT and Sal, it's like, now the way that this search has gone, you know, I feel differently about him being fired. Like, I kind of agreed with it, is what he was saying. I never agree with it. But now it's like you absolutely have no idea who's going to be the coach. And, I mean, it is truly laughable. And now, once again, after going to the Eastern Conference Finals and having the best season that they'd had in 25 years, everybody's laughing at the Knicks again. It's amazing because all these tweets go out and everybody starts laughing at him. You know, the Knicks reached out to Quinn Snyder and were denied by the Atlanta Hawks. The Knicks reached out to Jason Kidd, were denied by the Dallas Mavericks. The Knicks reached out to the Rockets, Ime Udoka, were denied by the Rockets. I mean, it's just every day it's another one of these things. You're like, what exactly are you doing? And that's why I used that analogy before. Imagine if a team in the NFL were going about their coaching search in the way that the Knicks are going about theirs, where they fire their coach after getting to an AFC or NFC championship game, and then to try to replace him, they just go to every good coach in the NFL and ask if they could take him.
Wasn't there a discussion last year after Rob Saleh was fired that there was a potential that maybe they could get Mike Tomlin?
Yes, yeah.
Because people in Pittsburgh were, who are these people? I have no idea. People were talking about how, you know, maybe Mike Tomlin's time has run out in Pittsburgh.
Sure. Which I kind of agreed with that, you know, maybe a new voice there because things had grown a little bit stale. But yeah, I mean, it never even came close to
happening. But that discussion point was made last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the Knicks have tried to do this seven different ways now.
Yeah.
I mean,
was a place that you could make a case that things had gotten stale because, you know, they hadn't won a playoff game in a very long time. You know, sort of spinning their wheels, even though they had winning seasons. You know, like where you could kind of make a case for like one guy and maybe Steve Kerr in that situation. They're asking for guys who are right in the middle of huge success in building programs.
Yeah, like, you saw what the Dallas Mavericks did.
No.
What are you guys, idiots?
I mean,
we're not letting you talk to Jason Kidd. He's our coach.
Now, I mean, Jason Kidd could go, I use the term full NBA psycho, which means like you're going straight, like I am not coaching here. I'm not playing here. I'm not doing it. You guys got to send me here and I'll make the biggest stink in the world. He could try to do that. But to me, you know, if I'm the new owners of the Dallas Mavericks, what I do to stop any of that, give them a big fat contract extension, say we need stability after everything that happened after the Luka trade. We are now through that because we got Cooper Flagg coming here and we can't lose you. So here's an extra $5 million a year on top of it. We got the money. We're casino people. You're staying here and let's shut down this stupid Knicks talk.
I think he's what, got 2 years left on his contract?
Yeah.
Just give him another 2 years.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.